Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends Thursday edition. I'm Cheryl Fritz, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and, of course, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Democratic Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You're on a working recess right now. I know how that goes.
Yeah, that's right.
A working recess. Wanted to get a hold of you when we found out about a bill you've introduced that would change the way we do absentee voting. Tell us about the bill.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's a very simple bill. What it would do is it would change the procedures for voting absentee in Michigan. Currently, if you want to vote absentee, you have to request an absentee ballot. And on the form that you request the ballot on, you have to list your reason for voting absentee. You can say that you're incapacitated, obviously, or if you're in the hospital, or you can check a box that says, I expect to be out of town or away from the precinct on the day of voting. My bill would do, if it were to become law, it would allow citizens in Michigan to vote absentee for no reason. Essentially, you could just fill out the form, request an absentee ballot, and vote in that manner.
And what is the reason for this? What was the impetus for you to introduce this bill? Were you hearing from constituents and from people saying it's too hard to do or I can't make it to the polls?
Well, absolutely. Voting turnout in elections in Michigan has always been a problem, and it's really a big problem across the United States. It's surprising when we get high turnout. We get particularly low turnout in local elections and further down ballot. And anything we can do, I think, to increase voter turnout and get more people involved in the process is positive. And obviously, as a Democrat, I'm looking for ideas that are sort of nonpartisan and don't touch on some of the ideological hot-button issues. I'm looking for some of these smaller good government ideas, and so that's why I introduced the bill. And really, I've had experience doing a lot of voter registration drives in the past and doing a lot of absentee voting drives in the past. And some folks who have erratic working schedules, they want to vote, but there's this form they have to fill out, and on the form it says, I expect to be absent. And some folks aren't comfortable checking that box unless they're absolutely certain that they're going to be away from the poll. So, this would just open up more opportunities for people to vote. And I think it's kind of one of these simple good government ideas, a priority for the League of Women Voters and that sort of thing.
Well, and I have in front of me a page from your website, and I do love the House of Representatives website, and where you talk about this. And currently, if, as you said, you have to have a reason, and it's if you're physically unable to make it the polls without assistance, can't make it to the polls due to religious belief, has been appointed to an election precinct inspector, other than their home precinct, are age 60 or older, or are incarcerating, awaiting trial or arraignment. So we would eliminate the hesitation people have when they might want to check, I'm not going to be in town, when they actually are. It would just eliminate all of those issues.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, if folks want to vote absentee and, they're a legally registered voter, I think that the state should be in the business of making that as easy for people as possible.
And what about, you talked about bipartisan efforts. What is the reaction to this? Are you getting bipartisan support on this?
Well, I get a lot of positive feedback from folks who I, talk to about this issue on both sides of the aisle, colleagues in the legislature, folks out in the public. And I've got a couple of Republican co-sponsors on the bill. When I was, carrying the bill around the floor, asking folks to sign on and talking about it, I had a lot of positive feedback from folks on both sides. So, I think it has a chance of getting a hearing, and, it's always hard to work a bill when you're in the minority. But, like I said, this is one of these good government ideas, and, it's not a partisan issue, encouraging people to vote, making it easier to vote. This is pretty pretty safe stuff. So I'm hoping that I can get the majority to take interest in this bill. It's been an idea that's been floating around for a long time. And, I think that it's important that when we have ideas like this that really do cut across a broad ideological spectrum and that appeals to a lot of people and, it doesn't cost a dime. That's the kind of thing that, that we should be coming together on and just getting done.
Do you think we've been missing people without having something like this on election days?
Well, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there who, like I said, have erratic working schedules. They're not sure if they're going to be in town, or they're not sure if they're going to have time, you know, in the day to make it when they're working long shifts and odd hours. And so for folks like that this would certainly make a difference. And also, you know, for folks who don't want to, you know, when they're not absolutely sure that they're going to be gone.
Are there any people pushing back against this, or any naysayers that you've heard from?
You know, not really. There's usually an argument that gets made against this idea that I've heard many times in the past. I haven't heard it much myself in talking to other members, but what usually becomes the pushback eventually is that folks will argue that there's an opportunity for voter fraud by changing the rules in this way. I really think that's it's a specious argument, because if someone is willing to commit voter fraud, they're willing to check a box saying, "I expect to be absent." I don't think this is going to open the door for anyone new to commit voter fraud. And, you know, all of the safeguards we have in place to prevent that, I think are going to be operating in, you know, with or without this bill.
People are still going to have to go through the same process, aren't they, that they would for a absentee ballot before. They're just eliminating the reasons listed below.
Exactly. So, you know, if anybody is committing voting fraud in Michigan, you know, that this bill isn't going to change that one bit. That's, you know, really an enforcement issue for the local clerks and for the Secretary of State. It's a different issue. And sometimes, well, folks will raise it and say, well, if you allow folks to vote absentee for no reason, then it will encourage voting fraud. I just don't buy that. I don't see the connection. You know, like I said, if someone is willing to commit voter fraud, they're willing to check the box that says, "I expect to be absent." You know, they're willing to come up with a reason. So that doesn't make sense to me. But that is an argument that I've heard in previous years.
Well, I would have to agree with you. If they're going through the same process to get the ballot, it's the same process. The same checks and balances are done.
Right, exactly.
Where is this bill at this point? You said you're getting ready to do what with it?
Well, we just introduced it. You know, you referenced the legislative recess. You know, many of us are still working on legislation and holding events in our districts. Anyway, just here a couple days ago, and so now we've got a bill number, and it's going to be referred to committee when the legislature reopens. I'm not sure which committee it's going to be referred to. I would imagine the elections committee. And then we'll go and ask the chairman of that committee for a hearing and see where we can take it from there.
My understanding is it will be called House Bill 4520.
Yep, exactly. So when we enrolled the bill, we took that as an opportunity to try to inform people about what we're doing in this, you know, relatively easy but positive change in Michigan policy. And so I appreciate you having me on to, you know, talk about it.
Well, I appreciate your time as well. One more quick question. As you come back from the working recess, and I know you're all working hard, you're back at the budget process. How do you see the process coming along, sir?
Well, I'm obviously not happy with the direction that the budget process took when Rick Snyder proposed the budget he proposed. I mean, when he ran for office, he talked about creating an environment for prosperity and for economic growth. And so I really was surprised, floored really, when he then dropped a budget on the legislature that proposed massive cuts in education, K-12, higher ed. I mean, those to me are the underpinnings of prosperity, both an individual level and in the macroeconomic sense. So I'm really troubled by what's been proposed. And, you know, I am hearing a lot of the members of the legislature express concern about, you know, the depth of the cuts to public education. It's the most important thing the state does, and I think people are concerned. So hopefully we can rally enough of the Republicans to join the Democrats on rolling back some of those cuts and maybe making cuts in more appropriate places like corrections or maybe not taking the corporate tax cut philosophy quite as far as the governor has proposed. So yeah, I'm really disappointed with the direction we're on. I mean, we tried this kind of policy before, you know, towards the end of the Engler years, and it really hasn't been working for us for the last 10 years, and it seems like Snyder really wanted to double down, and I'm really surprised.
Well, I thank you for your perspective this evening. There's certainly a lot of work to do when everybody gets back in session. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You as well. We've been speaking with Democratic Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.